If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Listen to the fall of the walls of Jericho. I want you to understand that asking in faith does not mean immediate response. For God has to try us to see if we will wait on him. We waited 29 years to have all the property. And during the time of waiting, God was teaching us to believe. Why? Because we want to build our church without a mortgage. You can't believe him to do something great until he has done something else. When Moses stretched out his hand against the Red Sea, he had 10 miracles behind him. He had a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. So when he stretched out his hand, he knew God could do it. When we get this property, nothing shall be impossible. Watch this. Watch what I'm, and listen to what I'm saying. God would not put you in a position to stretch your faith if the victory wasn't on the other side. He would not have brought them to the Red Sea if he did not want them to get to the other side. The challenge bespeaks the answer. The grace of God is revealed by the question. Jesus tries to illustrate this. He said, I came to die, but in 3 days, I'm getting up because death is nothing to me. He was so sure, and then he makes a specific statement. He said, this commandment I've received from my Father. You need to shift your thinking. The problem that you are going through is just God's way of preparing you for the victory. It is not designed to slow you down. It's to equip. Oh, I wish I had. Let me tell you something. You say you're going to the doctor to get your physical. Now, you set your physical so many days out in advance. 3 weeks before your physical, start drinking celery juice. White potato juice. Start drinking a lot of water. Eliminate processed meats. In other words, prepare your body for the blood test. Never go get a blood pressure reading after you've eaten Chinese food. Too much sodium. And here you sitting up there the next day and it's saying 175 over 101. And you're going, the blood of Jesus. And Jesus ain't got nothing to do with the blood of Jesus. That's soy sauce and duck sauce. Along with that mushu pork. And them ribs that you like. See, don't blame me. So what do? You prepare yourself for the doctor's visit. You eliminate stressors. You tell people, I won't be able to talk to you for the next 3 days. Praise God. Don't call me. Well, why can't I call you? I'm having my physical on Friday, and I don't want your voice in my ear. Hang around children. Go over to the daycare, to the three-year-old class. And children and cats, lower your blood pressure. God created the cat with that purr, and that purr has been medically proven to lower your systolic blood pressure by 5 points. That's the top number. That's why people who have cats often find themselves extremely mellow. Because that cat, you ever notice a cat never gets ruffled? A cat just walk around your house. Dogs, cat just wait for you, lay there. Dogs, when you come to the house and ring the doorbell, a dog barking. Hey, where you been? Where you been? Cat, you come in, the cat laying there. What's up? Then they come over to you. The dog is running all around, chasing his tail around your leg. You gotta go somewhere and sit down. You never tell a cat, go somewhere and sit down. Because they come up to you and they arc their back and they go, and you go, oh. Well, that's how we're supposed to be with God. You don't come to God. God, where are you? God, I got needs. I got help. God says, go somewhere and sit down. Get out of here. Go somewhere and sit down. Go, go, go. Just go. You got to walk dogs. You don't have to walk a cat. Cats don't need to be walked. You just put the litter box down. They just go. They don't need as much care. But they're stupider than dogs. They're drawn to the smell of the antifreeze. And they lick it and die. A dog will walk over the antifreeze and turn their nose up and go in and wait for you to put a pork chop down on the floor. And that's how some of us as Christians, God puts, he has set before us a table full of delectables, praise, worship, adoration, the word of God, fellowship, exhortation, forgiveness. And we walk over there and drink antifreeze and die. Why? Because our faith is in the moment and not in the result. Because you purchase tickets for a losing team. Doesn't matter who they are. But who did you buy tickets for? If you purchase tickets for Jesus, Jesus lost the first quarter. He drew the second quarter. The third quarter, they killed him. But the fourth quarter, he got up. And there was a Hail Mary from God. God told Jesus, go deep and long. I mean, the kingdom was back on the 1 yard line, fourth down, and 100 yards to go. And God looked over at Jesus and said, this is the Hail Mary play. That's where you get the Hail Marys in the Catholics. And God took the hike from the Holy Spirit. And Jesus ran a flag pattern. And God threw the ball. And Jesus caught it. And ran all the way down and won. And the devil couldn't stop him. And then he got into the end zone and danced. And said, all power in heaven and earth is put in my hands. But watch this now. Then he turned around and said, behold, I give you that power. I wish I had a church. Oh, Vashakoto Baiseti. He said, look, do you realize what's flowing in you? Do you realize what's in you? Sure, you might lose a few battles, but you're going to win the war. And if you do lose a battle, it's God showing you areas of deficiency. But huddle with God. Come back to the huddle and let God tell you what's going on. Let him strengthen you. And then you come out and tell the devil, come on with it. My faith is not in my faith. My faith is in God. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, you must have faith in God. You got to have faith in God. You don't get upset over Hillary and Donald. Don't even lose sleep over it. As I said this morning, if you keep complaining about Trump, God's going to let him win. So be quiet. Don't go talking about him and saying how rotten he is, because God's going to show you they're not running. Obama's not running America. The earth is the Lord's. The Russians aren't running America. The earth is the Lord's. ISIS is not running America. The earth is the Lord's. I wish, glory. And you all upset, but I sure hope Donald don't win. Let me tell you something, saints of God. You serve a God that will allow Pharaoh to come in, put you in bondage, just to fulfill a promise. Abraham said, how am I going to know I'm going to have all these children? God said, because they're going to be strangers in a strange land for 400 years. He said, and I'm going to visit them and bring them out. Oh, by the way, did I forget to tell you, you're going to be dead. All right, get yourselves ready. Because God will make promises to you that your grandchildren will fulfill. So you got to be like Kunta Kinte and pass that promise on to your children. If it doesn't come to pass in your life, give it to your child. Tell your child, God's going to bless us. We are not staying in the projects. God promised us a house in Villanova. Listen, don't you die in the project. Then let them pass it on to their children. And when your great-great-grandchildren get that house in Villanova, they can say, God has kept his word. Faith in God is not faith for the moment, not faith for the moment, not faith for the moment. Listen to what Jesus says. You can say to the mountain, be removed. And if you do not doubt in your heart, that word kardeia there, unfortunately, the translator uses this word in a singular dimension. And this is not speaking of the muscle. Kardeia is where we get cardiac. It has to do with the muscle whose sole purpose is to pump blood. Throughout your body, it takes 3.4 seconds to circulate blood throughout your body, going through 60,000 miles of veins, arteries, capillaries throughout your body. 60,000 miles in 3.4 seconds. God is a wonder. But Jesus wasn't talking about that heart because that heart cannot believe. In the New Testament, when Jesus would use the word heart, he was speaking of a conglomeration of your mind, your soul, and your spirit. This is why James says there cannot be dipsukos. In other words, you cannot believe it in your mind, receive it in your spirit, but doubt it in your soul. Because if you doubt it in your emotions, then you will not fulfill it in your mind. Therefore, it will not come to pass from your spirit. And inevitably, you will run into someone who will say, God spoke to my spirit. And we don't understand what the spiritual connection is. All we know, according to Ecclesiastes, is that it returns to God when we die. But I would like to suggest to you that spirit is synonymous with mind. And God speaks to us through the mind because we don't understand the concept of spirit. I think it's one of those enigmatic things that the scripture paints in its broad brush of our existence. We are spirit with a soul in a body. And yet we are governed by the part of us that is the least spiritual. I don't feel it. I don't see it. And therefore it cannot come to pass. So what Jesus is saying here is that you can speak to the situation and don't doubt it in your inner man. No processing involved. If you say it, when you say it, you create the environment for God to do it.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.